heard a snippet of the new single Love Gone by country artist Abby Stewart. Abby Stewart is a 22-year-old singer-songwriter from Kingston, Ontario, who is right at home on the music stage, achieving some pretty impressive success. In 2014, she opened for Hunter Hayes on his Tattoo Your Name Canadian tour dates, along with Dan and Shay, and has had the privilege of singing duets with Dean Brody, Dallas Smith, and Aaron Pritchett. She has opened for many Canadian talents like Cold Creek County at her hometown Rockin' in the Square, Brett Kissel in Toronto at the CNE, and in Ottawa at the Snow and Ice and 30 Below Tour, as well as for Tay Bay, Michelle Wright, Emerson Drive, Tim Hicks, and many others. She has had the great pleasure performing on some of Canada's biggest fairs and festival stages, including Boots and Hearts, Havelock Country Jamboree, Ottawa Blues Fest, Trackside Music Fest, and several more. Here to talk about the new single and all the exciting news she has coming up this year is country artist Abby Stewart. Hi, Abby. How are you?
Hi, Kim. I'm good. How are you?
Great. Finally.
I've been looking forward to it.
How have you been?
I've been really good. How about you?
Really good. It's been since I was checking, and I thought it was last year I had you on the show, but it was 2021.
No way.
Yeah. It's been that
long.
I
thought it was last year, too.
Me, too. I'm looking and going, has it been that long? There's no way I would have waited that long to have you on the show.
I mean, like, 2020, 2021, all that, it's kind of like a black hole. So, like, I understand that. I have no idea what happened then.
I can't remember who I've interviewed and who I haven't. Like, sometimes I've had people on, like, several times in a row just because of their releases. But, man, I'm sitting there going, I'm looking back going, no way.
No way. No way. Me too. That's crazy. Well, I'm glad that we can connect now.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I can't miss it. I've been watching you from the beginning, so this has been pretty cool. So let's go back a little bit for fans that may not have heard your musical journey and your music, just to remind them where you come from and how early you started on this journey.
Yeah, so I have been singing, well, you know, I've been singing my whole life. When I was really, really, really young, my parents would always, like, sing me to sleep, especially to, like, Bryan Adams songs and like, classic rock songs like that. And so I always kind of got the music bug really early, if you will. Mm-hmm. But my first, like, public performance was when I was, I think, 6. And it was just at, like, a school talent show where I just got the idea that I just loved singing. And I was like, you know what? I want to try this and just see what happens. So I sang at my school's talent show. I sang an Avril Lavigne song at 6 years old. And that was just, that was just such a fun experience. And then, you know, I had the singing and music bug, and then I kind of got the stage bug. And I just wanted to like continue performing. So I did like talent shows year after year. And then I started entering like singing contests and performing contests, and that led me to, you know, local things. I'm from Kingston, Kingston, Ontario, so that led to like local things like the Country Sing and Fall Showdown here, which was really, really fun. And that led to things like the Emerging Artist Showcase at Boots and Hearts and the She's the One Showcase at Blues Fest. And I just started doing like singing contests like that, and was, you know, had the great opportunities like that and had some success and started getting really cool gig offers and concert offers. Like
just a little.
Just
some minor ones that she's going to talk about here.
Just some small ones. Yeah. No, I
just
mean.
Little ones.
No, I mean, like, I'm so grateful for the opportunities I was given. I mean, I've been able to.
Huge shows that you were a part of there and big artists that you worked with at such a young age.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm so grateful for them. I mean, Boots and Hearts and Havelock and being on like the Canadian tour dates for Hunter Hayes and Dan and Shay. Just being able to do that while I was still young was just so cool. And
duets as well with Dean Brody and Dallas Smith and Aaron Pritchett.
Yeah, I I've been able to share the stage with some really cool people, especially those people, and as well as Dan O'Shea and Hunter Hayes, and been able to open for people like Dean and Dallas and
Brett Kissel
and Jessica Mitchell and Michelle Wright, and just so many amazing artists that I really look up to and who I've, you know, remained friends with, and I'm so grateful.
It's insane when I look at what you've done and how old you are. It's crazy.
Oh gosh, thank you so much.
Absolutely crazy. When did your parents know that you really had a shot in this music industry?
Oh goodness, that's a good question. I don't know if I'm able to pinpoint something like that, but I'm going to go home and ask my mom and dad that for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think that one of my first, like, outside of school gig offers was when I was, I think, 8. And, you know, when I started getting offers like that, I think that was maybe when they were like, okay, maybe this could be something. Mm-hmm. Because it was around that time that I then started taking, like, vocal lessons, and then a few years after that started taking guitar lessons, and it was just all kind of coming together. And I think my parents have definitely been such a huge support system. My parents and my sister as well. They've just been so patient and supportive. And
does I'm your just... sister sing too?
Oh, she'll have you believe that she doesn't, but she has such a lovely voice. She was one of the leads in her school production of Grease this past year, and she just blew everybody away. She was amazing.
Nice. Well, it usually is in all the siblings can, you know, sing together really well. What about your parents?
Well, my mom and my dad, they actually aren't like super musical. Like me and my sister, we don't really come from like a super musical family, other than, you know, people being passionate about music. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of just something that I started doing, like singing and being on the stage is just something I started falling in love with. And
that's awesome.
My parents will say, like, I don't know where it came from, but
they're happy it's here.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Very cool. You were, what, 12 years old when you sang that song for Taylor Swift that I talked about last time when you were on the show? Because I was blown away at just the delivery of the lyrics, let alone your voice.
Oh, thank you so much.
You were, what, 12 years old, right?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. It was
around
that.
Yeah, you were young. Yeah. And I'm watching that as you're singing that song, and it's just, you delivered it perfectly.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
It's just such an incredible talent to have at that age, you know, at 12 years old. That's, I told you, I'm just at a loss for words for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I think especially people like her have really influenced like my songwriting and things like that. So I'm definitely really grateful for artists like her and lots of others. So yeah,
is she the
something
one,
I've been passionate about.
Is she the one that inspired you to want to choose country? Because like you said, your parents were classic rock. What were the influences for you, you know, coming into country and wanting to pursue that genre?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was definitely Taylor Swift that opened that door to country music for me, because I started like performing and singing around the time that her songs You Belong With Me and Love Story and songs like that came out. Mm-hmm. And I just fell in love with those songs, and they were all I wanted to sing. And, you know, turning the radio dial to a country station so I could, you know, on the off chance, well, not really at that time, the off chance, she was on the radio all the time, mm-hmm. but on the chance that I would hear her songs, that, you know, introduced me to so many other country artists that soon I just kind of became addicted to it. And that's country music and classic rock. Those are the two kinds of music that I always really find myself drawn to. But being opened up to like different artists like Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert and Canadians like Dean and like Dallas Smith, and it just, yeah, she definitely opened that door for me. So
nice.
Thank you, Taylor.
Is there a song of hers that's a favorite for you that helped you to want to start songwriting and that?
Oh, that's such a good question. There's so many songs I can think of off the top of my head. Like one of my favorite albums is the Speak Now album, and the title track on that Speak Now, that she just has such a gift of like thinking of a concept and telling the story in a song so perfectly and intricately that, like, there's so many songs I can think of, like Speak Now or Sparks Fly or Back to December, those kind of songs that really influenced me and, like, made me think of what a song is really about. And that definitely really influenced me. And you know, I try and, you know, emulate her and take inspiration from her a lot.
We've got some amazing Canadian female artists that are getting up on that podium and should be on a podium. There's so much talent that we have here in Canada. And so many
Just
absolutely killing it on the other side of the border. Michelle Wright must have absolutely loved you.
Oh, good. And I love her so much. Every time I see her, it's just like, oh, it's just, I've had a couple opportunities to songwrite with her, and just, she's just such a loving, empathetic, caring person that even, like, I was able to write with her during, you know, like the height of COVID time. So we were just over Zoom or Skype or something like that. And even through the screen, she's just such a wonderful person. And getting to work with her in that capacity and just getting to know her is a blessing, really.
She is one of the queens, one of the best here.
She really is.
Country
She's
music
amazing.
And a trailblazer. She has just led the way and really shown and opened up those doors, like so many, you know, that were along that time. Patricia too. There's so many. Carolyn Dawn Johnson. We've got some incredible writers and amazing talent, but current talent too, just insane. So
yeah, I totally agree.
Great country.
We're chock full.
Exactly. Great Canadian community, though. Great country community, because you guys are all so close. Everybody cheers for one another. It's just such a nice support system in this industry.
Yes. Very much so. Very much so. It's always, you know, it's a big country, but it's smaller. Yeah.
Tell us about that big part of your musical journey when you were able to come and write with Amanda and Tyler Wilkinson, because that was a big change for you too. I think that was at 12.
Yes, actually, that was,
I think. Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah, that was probably around when I was like 11 or 12, and they were still doing like Small Town Pistols, and just being able to, I remember it so clearly. I was at a cottage and they were there, and we just spent the afternoon just writing a song. And that was one of my first co-writes. Like, up until then, I was still really young and just trying to figure out my style and how to write a song, really. And getting to sit down with them and learn from them and write with them was a really, really cool opportunity.
They are so talented, Steve Wilkinson too. I just love all three of them. They've just done so much, and they get behind a lot of the young artists here too, and really help lend a hand when it comes to things that you can work with. Steve Wilkinson for sure, when it comes to SoCan and, you know, music on both sides of the border. There's just so much to learn. What's been the biggest piece of advice you've been given so far?
Ooh, that's a good, I've been able to meet so many people, and they always are able to give me so much advice and so many pieces of like wisdom, as you say. There is a songwriting friend of mine, and just friend in general, who's helped me, you know, make some of my favorite songs that I've ever co-written. His name's Troy Kokel. And he's such an awesome guy and such a funny guy too. So, you know, when he gives advice, it always gets through to me in that way. And he told me not to sweat, like, the small stuff, which is such, like, a small thing, but, you know, I kind of struggle with anxiety, and I do honestly really stress over the small stuff, because, you know, in my mind, it's like make it or break it, even if it's very small. So I try and keep that in mind as much as possible.
It's hard when you're in this industry not to want to chase, you know, how things are doing on the radio station or, you know, things like that, just to see where your song lands. But now there's doors that have opened when it comes to Spotify and Amazon and all these great announcements, you know, that you're coming forward with now when it comes to the new single. But It's just those doors really help artists be able to get the audience worldwide in comparison
That
to
is,
just a radio station here locally, right?
yeah, that's very true. I mean, like with Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon and all of those streaming services, you can definitely like just reach a broader audience. Like I think, like other than Canada and the US, like on my Spotify and like Spotify stats and stuff like that, I think one of the places that listens to my music the most is like Australia.
They're huge
And
support for Canadian, yeah, for
yeah,
Canadian
they
country,
really
same as the
are.
UK.
And just the thought of my music reaching that far and so many Canadian artists' music reaching that far is just such a cool thought. And I wish I could go there. I want to go there so bad.
Well,
That'd be so cool.
that's a definite. That's
Oh,
not even
that
a
would be so
question.
awesome.
That's a definite, because there's a lot of Canadians that are on the bill over there and
Very true.
performing. Yeah, so they have been so amazing to open up their borders, you know, to have Canadians come and perform there too. So that's just a bucket list that's going to happen. That's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait to check it off.
Oh, see, we'll talk when you go to do that one, or when you come back,
Yes.
one or the other. That would be awesome.
That would be so cool.
What has been the most challenging part in your creative process?
In my creative process. I think when it comes to like, performing and songwriting, sometimes like outside forces get in the way, like just being busy with like schooling and trying to keep up with, education and things like that. Especially I just this past April like graduated from college, but I'm still not done. I have 2 more years of university.
What are
So,
you going through for?
I'm going through for music theater. So
Nice.
keeping up with like performing and things like that. And yeah, and I've loved it so much. And so keeping up with that as well as finding time to just focus on my personal art and songwriting and things like that. That can be a challenge sometimes, especially like I said, like outside stressors are definitely like a
The
big
biggest
challenge
challenge.
to overcome. Yeah. But
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough because it's pretty overwhelming considering the success you've had, then trying to balance your personal life and having that space and time just to allow you to be you in the moment and not constantly being pushed and flushed into the music, music, music.
Yeah, very true. Of course I love music, but there's always that time that sometimes I need to turn it off. And just watch a movie or something like that. And but I've tried my best to make it work as smoothly as possible as I can for up until right now, and it's been working out so far, so I'm very interested to see what the future's like.
Would you pass a piece of advice on to a young artist like you were when you started? What would you say to them right now?
My favorite thing to think to myself, especially when it comes to songwriting and like your own personal art, is write or perform what you want to write or perform. Because there's always going to be like, trends or people saying like, oh, you should do this. And that's the ticket.
The
That'll
push
be
and
what gets you
pull.
there.
Yeah.
Exactly. But if there's something you want to write or a style you want to write in or sing in or perform in, then that's what you should do. Because if you just deny that and you're like, hey, I'm going to go with the direction that everyone's saying will bring the success, then it's the passion just kind of dies out because you're not doing what you want to do.
It's true because, as you know, when you're starting out in this journey at such a young age and then being where you are today in your 20s, it makes a huge difference when someone gives you that piece of advice because everybody thinks they got to chase the trends and worry about getting that hit record on radio. Yes, you want to be on radio. Yes, you want to be able to build new audiences and get, you know, the recognition from the music industry and your peers. at the same time, you have to be able to sing the songs that you're going to enjoy singing 20 years from now, 25 years from now. If you don't feel it in the moment, how are you going to feel it then? You're not going to feel good about what you've released. You're only going to be feeling like you're chasing what everybody else is telling you to chase.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'm still trying to, you know, get rid of those voices because, you know, it's always going to be in my head that, like, whatever I'm working on or writing at the time is like, you know, a waste of time or something like that, because it like doesn't fit with maybe what's going on right now. But if it's what I'm feeling and it's what I want to be writing about or what I want to be singing, then I try and tell myself, this is what you want to be doing. So do it.
The other thing too, is you might be feeling something right when you're writing that, and you might not think that it's suiting what's on radio right now, but there's listeners out there that are going to connect exactly to what you wrote that song for. Then they're going to have other meanings that you never even thought of would come out of a song, you know, that you've written. And it's
so
it's
true,
all about
yes.
the listeners. It's not about what's on radio. It's about the listeners out there who are just going through life. You're going to hit home if you believe in it. If you're writing something that you feel you're connecting
exactly.
with, that's what's going to come out to the listeners out there.
Yes, that's so true. Yeah. So true.
Yeah.
There's definitely going to be people out there who see you and who are feeling what you're writing about or what you're going through. And that's who you're writing for as much as you're writing for yourself.
It's funny when you can gauge on TikTok and you see so many people doing different skits or dances or, you know, something to one of the songs out there. I think it's been a great platform for so many artists who are just starting to work with TikTok, or you know, or they've been a part of it all along. You're seeing where those songs, just, you know, testing out a song, just connect with fans out there. Then you get a better feed, because you can't always go by radio, right? Because they always have a lot of artists that are already veterans that they support, and when they have new music coming up, those get on there, and there's only so many spots, so many slots, you know, to put on new Canadian artists, right?
Yeah, that's so true. And yeah, definitely places like TikTok and even streaming services where you can just, you can give your music to whoever wants to listen. It's it's definitely a really good outlet. Absolutely.
What's the last album you listened to from front to back?
Ooh, I have, I've been on a bit of an Eagles kick recently.
Yeah, way to go. Now that's that's my wheelhouse. Yes, love that.
I love the Eagles. So I've been listening to Desperado and like the Greatest Hits album, and I just can't get enough. I think that I'm still a CD listener. I collect CDs. They're all in my car.
I know, me too.
So yeah. So sometimes people get in my car and be like, "What the heck?" And I'm like, "I don't know."
Because you miss so much.
I love them. So I like having a tangible thing, you know? But yeah, so that CD is still in my car. I think I've been listening to it for like a couple days now.
Very cool. Well, that has stood the test of time and always will. And there's never been a band like them. It's the same thing as the Beatles. There's never been a band like them. You know, there's
And there never will be again.
Exactly. They just...
Very true.
Yeah. Just trailblazers in a different way, because they've all gone on to solo careers and done such an amazing job with that too. Absolutely. My favorite band of all time, I think, is the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. They're so good. I even, when I'm performing it with my band, like we, you know, we cover a couple of their songs. We cover Heartache Tonight. And whenever I'm doing like an acoustic gig just by myself, I usually bring out Hotel California or something like that. And it's always a crowd pleaser, because everyone's Eagles.
wise girl.
Well, I just love them so much.
When you look at country music today and how many different genres have blended into country music, rock's always been a part of it. And there's so many of the Eagles songs that could have passed for country songs today.
So true. So true. There's a song I really love. I can't remember what album it's on, because I've been listening to the Greatest Hits album recently, but it's called Midnight Flyer, I think. And that is such a country song.
Very much.
So yeah, anybody listening, definitely go check that one out. It's so good.
they're just a staple in everybody's music, and it's going to last for generations more. So they're just such a cool band. 2021, you released your first solo single, Bless Your Heart. That's when I had you on the show. And that was That's released crazy. To all the, I know it was your, I think it was your first, wasn't it? To national Canadian radio, reaching number 23 at that time for CBC.
Yeah, that was my first national single. Loved that experience. I can't believe that was when we talked last, was for Bless Your Heart.
I know, that's what I'm saying. There's so many songs that have been released since, like, what the heck? I'm telling you. Okay, so let's talk about the single that you released last year in July, and that we haven't had a chance to talk about. Let's talk about Waste the Weekend. This was a very cool song for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's such a fun song. You know, getting to record that, it was just such a great experience. I mean, I get to work with the amazing Jeff Dalziel, Diesel Music, and of course
he's so good.
He makes the recording process so much fun.
He played on that track too, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he is a drummer. He's drummer extraordinaire. He is so awesome.
I haven't got to hear him play yet. I know he plays, and it's a huge passion for him. You also had Pete L'Esperance on that one, Justin Cunningham, and quite a few more special musicians. Yeah.
The lineup on a lot of my tracks, especially Waste the Weekend, is just chef's kiss. I'm just so grateful that they were all able to give their time to my music. They're just such awesome guys.
Tell us about this song in particular and the lyrics for this one.
For Waste the Weekend?
The writing of the song.
So I didn't write this one. This one was pitched to me. And as soon as I heard it was on like a list of songs, and as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, I like this a lot. I like this very, very much. It's just such a fun summer song. And looking at, you know, songs that I've released before, I realized, dang, I don't have a song that you could just, like, crack a beer to. So I immediately fell in love with that song. And, you know, like I said, like, Jeff and I kind of, you know, adjusted it from the demo we heard and, you know, made it our own. And of course, when I was singing and recording it, made the process just so much fun. And I hope that comes through on the track, because I was just having a ball recording that.
It does. It's nice when you get to feel something different that you haven't been able to do before. And it just opens up a whole new world, you know, for you in music.
Absolutely.
And that's just going to keep on coming with the new chapters that you've got. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Waste the Weekend by country artist Abby Stewart here on Music's Journey.
Talking about the same old things, sipping on the same old drinks. My go-to, my typical, my end of the week. But baby, you know.
That was Waste the Weekend by my very special guest, country artist Abby Stewart. She released this song in July of 2022. Tell us about making the music video for this one. Little different for you, too.
It was. Oh, my goodness. This was so much fun to film. Anybody listening who hasn't seen it yet, definitely go check it out. I think you can definitely tell how much fun we had that day.
It's a new feeling for you, too, going into a video like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It was just such creative, like, freedom. Mm-hmm. And the team I was working with and the guy playing my boyfriend was just so amazing. And he is actually my boyfriend in real life now. That is our cute little meeting story.
Is it really? Oh, spill. Yes. Okay, spill. Spill, spill, spill.
Yeah, we sent out a casting call and a few people responded, and out of all of them, I was like, I checked out his Instagram and I was like, we definitely have some things in common. So I was like, I think he'll be really, really fun to work with. So hired him, and then on the day we just hit it off so easily. And it's such a cool meeting story, and we definitely love to tell it.
So you guys have been dating ever since?
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Since August last year.
That's cool. I bet you Jeff and those guys tease you, though. Everybody tease you because of that?
Just a little bit, yeah. When we were like, after we filmed the video and, you know, we told everyone, yeah, we're dating, they were like, I knew it.
They're living vicariously definitely through you is what they're doing. They're going, I remember when.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'd be doing the same thing.
It was definitely a stellar first date. I'll say that.
Very cool. One that you'll always remember, that's for sure. And same with him. What's his name?
His name's Jesse Benoit.
Oh, nice to finally get to see you. And yeah, that's pretty cool. he's gonna be going, yeah, pretty cool. How does he feel? Does he go on the road with you some of the time, or?
Yeah, he does. And he's such an amazing support system. He comes to everything he can. He calms me down in a way that nobody else can. It's just, he's such an amazing support system, and I love him so much.
That's awesome. That's really cool. I'm really happy for you. Such a cool story. Such a cool story. So tell us about, because that song got a lot of traction, but it's really cool when I'm looking at the new release, which has only been a very short period of time. And look at the traction you've got already on your brand new single.
Oh, I'm super, super grateful. Yeah. New track called Love's Gone just came out. I am just so grateful for everybody showing the support on this song so far. It's been so cool. And there's more to come for it, too, because we're in the process of putting together a music video.
I figured you would be.
Which will come out in a few weeks. And, it's just been so awesome.
This song was another song that was pitched to you, and some pretty special writers on this one. So tell us about that.
Yeah, this song was written by Kelsey Ballerini, as well as Nancy Peacock and Brad Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
And
big writers.
Yes, very big writers. And I'm just so, I'm so grateful that I was able to cut this song. I was pitched it the last time I was in Nashville. Again, kind of going back to Troy, because last time I was in Nashville, he was kind of helping me connect with some writers that he knew down there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people that he connected me with offered a pitch meeting, and I had never been in a pitch meeting before, so I didn't really know what to expect, and it was such a neat experience. It was literally like a boardroom full of just these amazing song pitchers. Like, there were people there from Disney and from Warner, and just from all of these amazing places.
Demolition?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Okay. That's what I was going to say. As soon as you were starting to describe everything, I went, this is Demolition. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was just so cool. And, you know, some of the songs were from Kelsey and, you know, people like that. And it, as soon as I heard Love's Gone, something just kind of clicked. And I was like, okay, I'm definitely going to put a tab on this song. I'm going to lock that one down. Because it's just such an empowering song, but in kind of a darker toned kind of way. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about this song is like the dark musicality of it. It's so tragic and yet fun, if that makes any sense.
it's always good to have a little bit of sass when it mm-hmm. comes to these breakup songs, right?
Yes.
So those are the ones that are fun to do, really fun to do.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Getting to show off a little bit of sass is always a fantastic thing.
have to put you together with Augusta Ray.
Oh my gosh, I love her so much.
She's learned sass really well.
She has, yes.
I always tease her when she gets on the show. We always have so much fun. We spend more time talking about that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. We always have such a blast. Such a blast. It is such a great song. And to be exposed to things like that with Disney and so many other people that sit on that panel to pitch,
mm-hmm.
they're going to love your voice. And I think Hallmark's a part of that too, right?
Hallmark. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe so, yeah. Which was also so freaking cool.
See? New doors opening. You just never know.
Exactly. You really never know, especially because I just didn't know what to expect. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was there for a writing trip. And, yeah, it was such a fantastic experience. And obviously getting Love's Gone out of that is just, I'm so grateful.
Bonus. That is such a cool track. We're going to play this one right now. Here is the brand new single, Love's Gone, by country artist Abby Stewart, here on Music's Journey.
Don't think I'm gonna let you in. I made that mistake too many times. There's nothing left to say here, baby, it's over. Can't imagine two hearts getting much colder. Oh,
That's the brand new single, Love's Gone, by country artist Abby Stewart. Just released such a great song. Don't forget you can download your copy that is available on all streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist and you can share it. And you can also request it at your favorite local country radio station. And like you said, there's a music video coming out for this one. Do you know roughly when?
We're aiming for about a month after. So we're thinking about June 26th.
Cool. So just in time for summer. Mm-hmm. This will be perfect.
Just in time.
Perfect to play out, you know, live music. That's going to be so cool to see you play.
Oh, I'm so excited to, I just did it, you know, just acoustically by myself the other day, but I'm so excited to do, you know, some stuff with the band, mm-hmm. especially in the summer coming up. So very, very excited about that. It's just such a fun song and you know, it's new and I hope that people, you know, connect with it and like it. And yeah,
all those music festivals, there's going to be girls out there going to be going, yep, I relate to that one. Yep, I relate to that one, because they're going to be going through it, just getting ready for the summer,
say,
right?
You know, if you can connect with this song, that I am sorry.
I know.
I'm sorry. But
I know.
At the same time, you know, I hope that maybe this song can become an anthem for you.
It probably will be.
Yes.
There's always one you connect to with whatever you're going through in life, and because
mm-hmm,
new change,
exactly.
And you might never know the person that you're going to be available for later is going to be a better mm-hmm. match than the one you're already with. So you just don't feel that in the moment.
It's actually going to be a super special video for me behind the scenes, because my little sister Annie, she is going to film school in
oh,
the fall.
Oh, you're kidding.
Mm-hmm. And this video is her directorial debut. So
very cool.
Yeah, I'm very, very proud of her. I've seen what she's been able to do so far, along with the company that she's been co-oping at called Spark. They were a big hand in this video as well. And I've seen what she's been able to do so far with what we filmed so far. And I am so excited for everyone to see it, and I will be bragging about her work forever.
Give your sister a shout out for us right now.
Yeah, go check her out. She's Annie Stewart. That's her name, Annie Stewart. She's on Instagram, she's everywhere, and she's gonna do big things. I know she is.
Very cool.
So passionate and so awesome at what she does.
Your parents must be sitting back going, what did we do? Like, where did these jeans come from? They're probably
Oh goodness. I mean, you know, we're also a huge like movie, TV show, film family. So it was
Me too.
I got the music and Annie got the film, and it's just we're having a ball over here.
That is so amazing. So amazing to have that connection. So the two of you can be a part of each other's projects. That's awesome. That's
I'm so excited for everyone to see it.
Exciting news. Very nice. Have you got some more new music coming out this year, as well as some shows that you can announce?
Yeah, I do. I have some shows I can announce. I announced this a little while ago, but I'm still so excited for it that I'll announce it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
On July 15th, I'll be performing at RBC Blues Fest in Ottawa, or LeBreton Flats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the same bill as people like Pitbull and Ludacris, and I am so honored by that. I'm super, super excited. So that is going to be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't got tickets for Blues Fest yet, I recommend, if you're not getting the whole package, do July 15th, and I'll see you there.
You're getting good at this.
I'm very excited about it. And I'm also hoping that I'll be able to get a new EP out soon. I've got I've got a lot of new music since we last talked, and I would really like to put it all together on one album. My last album came out in 2015, so I think I'm due. I'm going to make it happen.
Okay, so let's set this in, you know, why don't we do a debut, okay, an exclusive debut for your EP, and we'll play the entire thing.
Oh my gosh, that would be so awesome.
Cause so that way people can hear the body of work the way it was meant to. And
yes. We
can play it all together, and the fans internationally get to hear it that way too. So why don't we do that? We'll do it on the radio station.
That would be incredible.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That would be so much fun. Oh, that would be awesome.
I look forward to that. That's going to be awesome. Are you going to be at the CCMAs?
Yes, I am. Oh. They're also in Hamilton this year.
Yeah, I get to see you this year.
That's so awesome. Yes. Lots of Hamilton this year.
There we go.
Very exciting. Are
you going to be at any of the Ontario shows this summer?
As of right now, I'm not sure. Okay. But if I am, I will let you know.
Yes, please do. Please do, because mm-hmm. I might be able to see you. I know I'm doing Boots and Hearts this year. There's quite a few are coming up. Yeah, so I look forward to that. Boots and Hearts was a big one for you, too, the Emerging Showcase. So many Canadian... Well, it's just such a phenomenal show for a launching pad for all of the Canadian artists that are on radio today, you know, that won that showcase. Yeah, really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really, really cool contest and opportunity for so many people.
I'm looking forward to seeing or hearing one of your songs on a Disney movie or a Hallmark movie. I'm sure that's going to be coming.
Oh gosh, that would be so freaking cool.
Mm-hmm. You never know. You just might be able to star in one.
Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, hey, you know, I'm doing theater as well. So who knows?
That's what I mean. You just might be the whole package for them. You just never know.
Oh my goodness. That would be so, so cool.
It'd be nice to do one of your real life. For a Hallmark mm-hmm. movie for Christmas or something. That would be so cool.
That would be really cool.
I am so excited for you. Such a great, great song. And congratulations on this release. And I'm hoping it's going to do phenomenal because it's such a cool tune. Really great song for you.
Thank you so much. I hope people love it as much as I do.
Mm-hmm. I love it too. I think it's going to do very well for you. And I think this is going to be one of those breakup anthems that's going to hit the summer for a lot of women out there.
Oh, I hope so.
If
anybody's listening to it or you know, we were talking about rage rooms before, if anyone's going to do that, definitely tag me. I want to see it.
Do you have time for a couple of the burning questions?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. If you could travel anywhere in the world, anywhere, and be able to experience the culture, where would it be and why?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I already was talking about Australia. That mm-hmm. would be really cool, culturally and musically. And I've always wanted to go literally anywhere in Europe, whether that be like London or Paris or anything like that, just to be there. Mm-hmm. I have a few friends that are going to school right now in Ireland. And,
nice.
You know, they can just hop on a train and go wherever they want. And that's just so cool. I would love to be able to do that someday.
That's another place that would be really cool to visit is Ireland.
It's beautiful.
The landscape and everything and the people, just the culture. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Switzerland's, and the music there.
Exactly. Switzerland's another one, you know, for me.
Oh, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of these days in Africa, that's another one. So,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just like seeing the buildings too in Europe. That's one thing I would love.
They're all so beautiful.
Yeah, my mom has
so intricate.
My mom still has relatives. Like my mom passed away. I lost her a year and a half ago, but we still have family. A lot of family in England, and there's supposed to be a pub that's in a castle that's still there. That's still owned by my mom's side. And they've had for over 100 years or something like that.
That's amazing. That would be so cool to see.
Mm-hmm. One of these days.
One of these days. Yeah, do it, do it.
I know. Okay, so if you could write with anyone, who would it be? Any genre.
Ooh.
Past or present.
I would have to say Liz Rose.
Mm.
She is... I mean, hey, I grew up with her because mm-hmm. she, you know, her and Taylor Swift were such good friends and good co-writers, and just she influenced my childhood just as much as Taylor Swift did with her songwriting.
So good too.
And to sit in with her and her team would just be, even if we weren't songwriting, just to meet her and learn from her would be incredible.
What would you do if you met Bryan Adams right now?
Oh, I'd cry.
What would be the one question you would love to ask him?
Oh gosh, see, the first question that comes to mind is, Can I sing What About Love? Or, no, not What About Love. Can I sing It's Only Love With You? rest in peace to Tina Turner. But
nice.
That song is, oh my gosh, that song just is so incredible and I love it so much.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Well, you'll have to ask Tennille Towns, because like so many of the artists are meeting him now from going into the studio there, and he's just so welcoming, you know, to any of the artists there. Yeah.
Oh goodness, yeah. His song with Tennille, so good.
Mm-hmm. She's such a sweetheart. She is just such a humble sweetheart. I love her to death. If we got into your vehicle right now, what would be on the top of your playlist?
What would be on the top of my playlist? Mm-hmm. Well, right now, it's a mix of the Eagles and Harry Styles. So, what was the last song I got out of the car listening to? I think it was One of These Nights by the Eagles.
Okay. Great tune. Great tune.
Love that song.
If you could own, because I know how much you love your guitar, it's been with you the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
If you could own anybody's guitar, past or present, who would it be?
There is a guitar that's owned by Keith Scott, who is Brian Adams' like kind of front guitarist guy, and there is a white super beat up guitar. It's got like bullets in it, like I forget the story there, but it's like but it still sounds beautiful, and you know, it's played on songs like it's been in the recordings of songs like It's Only Love and Please Forgive Me, and just iconic songs like that. Is the guitar that you're hearing on those tracks, that guitar would
Very
be
cool.
So cool.
You and Devin Cooper have to talk.
Oh, because that would be cool.
How much he loves his guitar, and he always has these great stories about these guitars he picks up.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. You guys will have to share some stories there. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be.
What would be the one movie that's out right now that you'd want to go see with your sister?
Ooh. I know the new Little Mermaid just came out. I definitely want to go see that.
Okay.
And, oh my gosh. Or the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
I love their soundtracks. I've always loved
the soundtracks. Oh, God, I love their soundtracks. They're all so good.
Very cool. What's the one thing that you like to do to unwind that's away from music, away from the industry, anything that you like to do just to be you, whether it's with girlfriends or by yourself or with your sister or family?
I am kind of I'm kind of a bookworm, so I would say I love a good book. I I'm also kind of a connoisseur of just like YouTube and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I also, you know, I love to watch shows and like kind of nostalgic movies with my sister.
Okay.
And we really bond over that kind of stuff. So
favorite
I would
movie?
Say any of those.
Favorite favorite movie?
This is going to be a weird answer, but my favorite movie is the Stephen King's It from 2017.
Are you serious?
Seriously, yeah. But there's a little bit of it makes sense
okay,
when you hear the backstory.
I did not see that coming.
I love that movie so much.
You're saying nostalgic movies, and then all of a sudden, your favorite movie's It.
I mean, that will in a couple years, that'll be nostalgic for me. No, that was that movie. I'm pretty sure also kind of sparked my sister's love of filmmaking. Because,
oh, really? Okay.
When they were filming, it's all filmed, you know, in Canada and in Port Hope and
was that filmed
Oshawa
in Port Hope?
Places. Yeah. The main town is Port Hope. Yeah.
I wonder if they got any permits from my uncle when they were out there, because he owns so much of the property out there.
No way. They must have.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when they were filming the second one, we went down and were able to watch them film a lot of the movie, and we met the director and the producer and most of the cast, and really love the movie.
You're not doing that next time without me. Nope. How dare you go there without me?
I will call you up.
I did not see that coming.
Oh, I just love it so much.
Everybody's been going, oh, Abby's got a dark side.
I love a horror movie. I love a horror movie.
Is that your favorite one?
That's definitely... that's probably tied for first place. And
I've never seen it.
It's really good. I definitely recommend. But I think it's tied for first place with the original Halloween movie.
Okay.
Yeah, love those movies a lot.
There we go. Never knew that. That's hate to ask Jeff what his favorite movie is.
Ooh, he'd probably say something like Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That his studio has so much Star Wars stuff in it.
Oh, really?
Usually on Christmas, I'll get him something Star Wars themed. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, learn something new about Jeff now, too. What about Bill?
Bill, I'm not sure. Bill, I'm not sure. Now I have to ask.
He's going to kill me. I spend so much time on this show talking about those two. I swear.
I'm going to get off the phone and text him that.
Oh, no. He's going to go, Kim's got to quit this.
Oh, no.
It is so great to have you on the show. And good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
That would be so cool.
It was great to be back on.
Mm-hmm. I love having you on the show. And I look forward to having you. You're going to keep me in tune just to let me know what's going on for the album, the EP.
Absolutely.
Talk to Bill about that and then let me know, because then we'll do an exclusive and we'll make sure that that goes on the radio as well as international broadcast.
That would be amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. Say hi to everybody for me and kill it this summer.
Thank you so much. I will.
Okay. Look forward to the video.
Thank you.
Okay. You take care.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist Abby Stewart, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'm going to be interviewing The Commoners, Dustin Bird, Aaron Allen, Jason Benoit, Madeline Merlot, Tim Hicks, Griffin Palmer, David Boyd James, Tegan Gaze, Jay Coote, winner of The Voice, is back with another special song. We've got Mike Whiteside, Jade Eagleson, The Heels, New Moon Junction, Brittany Cannell, Runaway Angel is back, Anthony Tulo, Rock Icons Lighthouse, Rock Icons The Stampeders, Ty Wilson, Rock Band Harmonies, The Prairie States, Dan Davidson, Annika, and so many more. Don't forget, you can check all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Music's Journey show, and have yourselves a wonderful evening. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.